All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Here we are live at Spainauer Field in Kirksville, Missouri. 5 minutes, 11 seconds remains. First half, Chillicothe leads this game over the Tigers 14-0. But the Hornets have had a slew of penalties here late, and it has pushed this drive of the Hornets all the way back to their own 32, where they're getting set to punt the ball away on fourth down. Here is the punt. It is going to sail inside the Kirksville 40-yard line and go out of bounds very nicely back at the Kirksville 29-yard line. Jack Willard is a special teams guru.
Yeah.
He punted that ball for the Hornets. Not only is he perfect in extra point attempts, but that was a Ray Guy-like punt, how he placed that ball to go out of bounds.
Yeah, no run back. That's always great.
We've got a water timeout. That last timeout, Butch, was called by Kirksville. So they have one timeout remaining, does the Tigers, as Conrad, their head coach, looking to try to gain even more momentum before going in at the half down to the Hornets. Coach Conrad, as I said earlier, he's in his first season as the head coach of Kirksville. He was an assistant the last 2 years under the previous two coaches here, Jake Hughes and Idanza. And prior to being an assistant here at Kirksville, he was the quarterback at Truman State University.
All right.
And I was told he played football, high school football, at Kearney.
I'll be darned.
I don't know how old he is. I don't know if he was there when Phil Willard was there or not, but needless to say, he's got some football blood in him. Double wing formation. Back to pass goes Bohan. He's pressured. He's hit by one defender but is able to get it away. Almost intercepted. Schilling, the intended receiver, had it go off his hand at the Kirksville 35, and it tipped up and was almost intercepted by a Hornet, and that was Cade Snyder. And had he brought that down, he would have gone in for a touchdown.
He had a lot of real estate in front of him, but not to be. It'll just bring up a second down and 10. As the clock stops on the incomplete pass, we got 4:55 to go in the second quarter.
Chillicothe leads 14-0. Here is Bohan. He's going to keep it, run it off left tackle, and get some breathing room up to the 35-yard line. It'll be third down and 5. Third down and 4, actually, as they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line of Kirksville. Bohan, it looks like when he goes back to pass, you give him a little bit of pressure, he immediately gets out of that pocket. And when he's on the run, he's not very accurate when he throws the ball. He kind of throws it up for grabs. He's going to have Sollers wide to the left on this third down and 4 play. Bohan's going to run the option, keep it himself, turn around the right side of the line and get the first down as he gets out to the 40-yard line. Brought down by Cade Snyder. I believe that's Kirksville's third first down of the first half.
I think that's right, Mark. I think you're absolutely correct. At least that's what I've got. So,
first down and 10 now for Kirksville at their own 41-yard line as they move left to right on your radio dial. Schilling wide to the right. Sollers wide to the left. Shotgun formation for Bohan. Immediately he rolls to the right. Looks to throw the screen against the grain. It's caught by the fullback, and he is immediately brought down for a loss. Tanner Lane on the reception, but the Hornets did a nice job on that screen play.
Yeah, it looked to me like whoever made the tackle there was held. It looked like to me he was being held while that ball was in the air, but didn't call it. But we were still able to make the tackle.
Still the clock continues to run. Kirksville has one timeout remaining. The Hornets have two. Chillicothe leads it 14-0. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. One goes in motion. That's Gooch to the left. Pitch out goes to Lewis. Watch out. He's at the 45 of Kirksville, the 50. Now the 40 of Chillicothe. Going down the north sidelines. He's brought down from behind by Preston Hayes at the 18-yard line. And Preston Hayes still on the turf. He's at his knees. He's trying to get up. It looks like he got hit in the gut as he brought Lewis down from behind. And there's going to be an injury timeout, it appears here, as both teams have settled down on their respective sidelines and taken a knee. Butch, that Lewis is fast. They need to get him the ball more often if you're a Kirksville fan. You saw that kind of develop. Once he broke that first tackle on the right side of the line, he was pretty much full steam ahead.
Yes, he was. He got that speed built up and had a couple of missed tackles there. He picks up big yardage there for Kirksville. And anyway,
Preston Hayes is now up to his feet. He's got his helmet off. And Coach Phil Willard's out there checking him along with Dr. Mitri. And looks like he got hit in the midsection. And it looks like he will probably be okay as he's walking off on his own accord, slowly, however. But he looks to be okay.
I think he probably got the wind knocked out of him. He's a little shaken up, but he appears to be okay.
Yeah. So. 3 minutes, 2 seconds remains here in the first half. Kirksville has it first and 10 on a great run by Blake Lewis, the furthest and the deepest that Kirksville has gotten against this Chillicothe football team. They're at the Chillicothe 20-yard line.
Chillicothe needs a big play right here, and they come up to turnover or a sack or something.
Here's the pitch back, goes to Gooch. Gooch gets the pitch back, and he tries to go around the left side of the line, and Chillicothe just doing a good job on the defensive line to get in and penetrate that line, and it causes Gooch to just dive for 1 yard as he's brought down at the 19-yard line. It'll be second down and a long 9 for the Kirksville offense. You know, Butch, before the game, I did not see anybody practicing field goals or extra points for Kirksville. And here is Bohan going to keep it, try to run the option, but he keeps it, and he is spun down at the Chillicothe 15-yard line.
The clock.
Anderson and Mosier were in on the tackle for the Hornets.
Clock continues to run here. We've got 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. We got third down and 5. Ball's at the 15-yard line of the Hornets. Kind of a big play right here for the Hornet defense.
1:45 remains here in the first half. Shotgun formation for Bohan. Lewis is to his right hip. Going to run the option. Pitch back to Lewis. Evades one defender. And, is slammed at the 11-yard line out of bounds by Max Anderson, I believe. Or let me see that number here. 56, that's Brad Mosier. That was a Dick Butkus-like slam to the turf.
Yeah, it was. I was afraid they might get a penalty on that. Sometimes you get an official that little over-officious. Then we got a fourth down and 3.
And they're going for it. Bohan's under center, strong line to the right. Bohan's going to go with a quarterback sneak, and he is lucky to pick up 1 yard. It looks like, are they going into, yeah, they went for a quarter. They went for it on fourth down. I thought they were coming in thinking they.
Yeah, they were. They tried going with a quick count there, and it did not fool the Hornet defensive line, and Chillicothe stops them. We've got 1:32 to go here in the second quarter. Chillicothe leading 14-0, and they just really kind of saved the day there on that last play. As Chillicothe stops them, so now it's going to bring a first down and 10 for the Hornets at their own 11-yard line. Now we got a timeout.
You know, Butch, I'm really surprised. You come off of a 2015 season where you didn't win a game. You get shut out in the first game this season. You get all the way down to the Hornet 20-yard line, actually down to the Hornet 11-yard line, and not once do you try to throw the ball in the end zone. Just to see if something could happen where you could score 6, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, you go on a quarterback sneak there, but anyway.
Yeah, they were trying to fool a Hornet defense that time by going with a quick count. trying to catch him off guard, and sometimes it works, but that time it did not.
We've got 1 minute, 32 seconds remaining in this first half. Chillicothe leads 14-0 over the host Kirksville Tigers as Chillicothe now will have the ball on offense. Need to be careful here, Butch. They are at first and 10 as the Hornet offense, but they're in deep in their own end of the field at the 11. Need to protect the ball. They've had one turnover so far tonight.
Yeah, that's, Kirksville's out of timeouts. I would not be surprised if Chillicothe doesn't elect to just run the clock out here.
Take a knee there.
Just be very, very conservative with their play calling, because they could. Yeah, I think they can run the clock. Of course, these officials, my God, they're starting the clock almost immediately.
Maybe that's why we got a couple of delay of games.
Since that happened, I've kind of watched them. And they really start the play clock really quick.
Down to 14 seconds on the play clock as the Hornets come up and are set. Now down to 10 as Snyder goes under center. Strong line to the left. Pitch back goes to Atkins. Atkins is met in the backfield, but he lunges forward with his head and is able to get a yard or two against this Kirksville defense. Kind of surprised with the pitch back there. But we did get some, well, they're not going to give us much yardage at all, if any, it looks like. They're going to say he was just lucky to get to the line of scrimmage. If you look at the markers over on the south sidelines, they're going to actually say it's still second and 10. The scoreboard says second and 8.
Well, the play clock is down to 4 seconds already.
We're down to 54 seconds in the half. Here's the handoff. This one goes to Atkins. He goes up the middle, gets some big yardage out to the 20-yard line of Kirksville. Still short of the first down by a couple of yards. Now they're going to mark it back to about the 18-yard line. Do you think they're trying to push this game quicker, Butch, because they're afraid of the storms that are coming?
I've wondered that. Now, that time they ran at the play, started the play clock like you should. There's 19 seconds to go, 10 seconds on the play clock right now.
Third and 4, strong line to the right. Handoff is to Atkins. Atkins is met after a gain of 1 up to the, or a gain of 2 up to the Hornet 20-yard line. And that appears that it will be the final play of this first half at Spainauer Field at Kirksville High School in Kirksville, Missouri, as the Chillicothe Hornets have gone on the road first time this season, and they lead the Kirksville Tigers by the score of 14-0 at halftime. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.